We begin the current daf, Masechta Yevamah, Daf Chaf, begin the Omer Aleph, begin the Tosfos Masechta, begin with the Gemara. Hi, Yisur Dis LaTorah. No, there's a difference between this case and the case you're asking from, because here the prohibition, it has some way of permitting it. How so? What's the difference between Achaisoy or Eshach Shleibalam? Maybe because, as Tosfos explains, the Paka Issa Eshach, because the Isser, the prohibition of the brother's wife, is actually removed when the Shimon does Zibim. How so? Could you find Yochel Achzir L'Achashagar, she could remarry her after he divorced her? We already fulfilled the mitzvah. But then she'd be back to Estei Shetach. No, obviously the Esther is not here anymore. Oh, so says Toysus, V'chihecha the Paka Lele Gabi Didei Estei Shetach, just like for Shimon. The old Esther Eshetach of Reuben is not here anymore, and it's like a regular woman. So Paka Nam Lele Gabi Ochav, no, there it's also removed regarding the new brother, Levi, that was born. And therefore, it actually is his brother's wife that he was at the same time, because Reuben is not in the picture anymore. That Isser is not there anymore. When Shimon dies, he was already born. And therefore, that's why it's considered Isser, the Isser Heter. We continue with the next test, the master begins with the Gemara, Lasu Yitzuras Alnas. That it's this halacha that we say of Klal in our Mishnah that they said by Yibam, if it's Isser Erba, there's no Chalis, no Yibam, it's coming to include that of the Tzuras Alnas, which also has the same halacha. Now, says Tosfos, it's interesting. Our Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Tzara, it just mentions about the Arayas themselves. How can you see the clause come to include the Tzara of an Amos? Says Tosfos, it's included in the Chol Sheisur is ever, whatever the Issa is ever, because the Mashmah sounds like Sheisur Debo, Machmas ever, that if the Issa comes because of an Erba, the Hainat Tzara, that's the prohibition of the Tzara, because of a secondary of the Erba. You didn't have to mention Tzara explicitly in our Mishnah. Really, our Mishnah is going on to what was already mentioned in the opening mission of the Masechta, of the previous parak, and which of course includes the exemption not only erva but also of the tzar. Now another question: why doesn't the Gemara tell us the tzar site of tzar mazgulusha? There also there are opinions the same way that the tzar of a site and tzar mazgulusha are also like that of a tzar of an erva. So it says no, because the alnis dami tvei laris, because that of an alnis is more comparable to erva to say it's including the klal, because shemotelus lemeis basturis liyavim. Just like an erva is permitted to the husband who died, it's forbidden to the yavim because only for the yavim she's an erva. So to an islandess, she's permitted to her husband, she's forbidden for the oven because she does not include Ashen Taylor, in contrast to that of a site or a mazik rishase, which is forbidden even for the husband. You could understand from an amon of a nisuin that, yeah, she's not going to be oiled to give him because it's an asay and loisa say, and asay is not a doicha loisa basay. But from the ills, you should say asay doicha loisa. Bechulu, etc. Taysa says, they to wonder because they're in a suin nami tikshile, that my chaletzis. What do you mean? Why does Amon Nesun make sense? We understand why it's not going to be Yibum, but the question still would be, why is our Mishnah saying within this Chalitza? He's saying you cannot do Yibum to our the Loyal Sasev, the Chalitza, because the positive commandment of Yibum cannot override the negative prohibition of the positive commandment of Amon, but the topic of Chibu Krisis, and she just like Chibu Krisis, which not only is there no Yibum, there's also no Chalitza. This is what you can say is you're right. The Likum Mishlem, the Gemara is not saying Bishlem, that it makes sense. It'll be Maite in Misabem, it's only on the Locha that there's no Yibum. But that makes sense for Minasun and Minaris. But you're right, regarding the halacha by Lechalitza, even by Man Masun, is also difficult. Can you next test the beginning of the Gemara? The Gemara had asked, well, by Amon and Minaris, why don't you say that Yoba Sebeit Chalaisa say? Why doesn't the positive commandment come ahead and override the negative prohibition of Amon Leik? So Hikshuri Vadriva asked, Perik based in Sanedin, the second based in Sanedin, after your testament Aleph, that the Gemara tells us, the Kimin de Enish Mesaberas Mebiris Shaina, that a woman cannot become pregnant from the first Biyom. Like the Gemara tells us the end of Perek Dal Rachen, Eidon of Lamed Alman Aleph. So the question is, how exactly could there be Yibum? What's the question? Because the Bibi Rishayna, like our Koma's shame, because that means to say the first Bia, you're not really creating a child, which the whole purpose of Yibum, would be a Shnei Asirle. And the second Bia, it is also forbidden, like the Gemara said later on, that is Xeria of the first Bia to the second Bia, meaning what the reverse being from the second Perek Sanhedrin is the Gemara asks similar like over here, that why does a Kohen Gadol do Chalitza and not Yibum, Aseh Shebidech Eloisese? So over there is where the reverse asks this question, based on the Gemara later on, the Flamed Daman and Aleph, that you cannot be Mesaberes from Bir Shaina, and Bia Shnei is forbidden, like we say, because it's only for Bir Shaina. So then how exactly could there be Yibum if, anyways, it cannot create a child? So remember, he says an interesting answer. He says, the late question is not difficult at all. Why? Because let me understand you like a Mishim. You're right. It doesn't have to be fit to actually create a child. It just has to be that the man and the woman, the Yav and the Yavama, have to be individuals who are fit to create a child. But it doesn't have to be that in this act of intimacy, it has to be able to create a child. And actually, we don't exclude el ayonis for sagas. We only exclude individuals, what we call the gavra, the individuals, the ayonis, the sagas, the man or woman cannot have children. Shenra and Leila, they cannot have children at all. So they're individuals that are excluded. The bia, but the act of intimacy, that you cannot have a pregnancy from that act, that's not excluded. As long as the woman of the oven at the end would be fit to be able to create a child, that's all. That's going to be valid. And Tesis proves this because if this wasn't the case, then she would have a difficulty. Because Heich Ketan Mesimus Rabban, have the Rabban hold that you're allowed to go ahead and do even to a minor, but a minor cannot have a child. She's still too young. And even coming to a mayor, she would be able to have Yimmy Lav Chashash and Shemitim Zalzan. It's not praise concerned that she might be an Alnus, which is excluded from the Alocha. But even he agrees to the principle that Ketan could do even. So the Peg Beishamit, later on, the Kopinavim, based on the Mishnah, Kotnabal, Gedelik, Tikidalanov. If a minor boy does Yibum to an adult woman, so it hasn't fulfilled it totally. So they get old together until he becomes an adult. Sounds like there's nothing problematic. Why not? He's too young, cannot create a child. Obviously, you see that you don't have to be able to create a child. So to pick up all your vento, I laid on the Fenham and Bezna Marbin Mios and include the nickname Babiash like a dark but all. You could even do the act of Yibum with the act of Bia that's in the unnatural way, or Om Hera, Avbisham is a best, but a woman cannot become pregnant from that. Obviously, you see, it just has to be people that are able to create a child, not that the act of Yibum itself has to be able to create a child. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, if that's the case, then also, a negative prohibition also, which you tell me that Chibakris are different because it's a Mlayach, but that means to say that only if you're Lechalitza, Yibum, but if you're not Oil Lechalitza, not Oil Yibum. So therefore, chibukris are totally excluded. So then the Gemara asks, which are the maskum tesis, so chibulav and shav the same halacha. Also, why is it chiletzes? It should not even be chiletzes. Which Perish Tesis explains, yes, given the in libim, the al chalitza, since they don't have yibim, they should not have chalitza. Just like chibukris. But to wonder to the read, because hey, how could the Gemara ask such a question to the al chalitza that chibulav and should not have chalitza? Homi yivimtoi, bafim yivimtoi dishaminan, which is weird, we actually hear this. Halacha, the Ein Oil Yibum, we learned it out from this halacha that one would not be Oil Yibum from this word of Yivimtai. And Mahasva Shamin, the Oil Chalitza, but it's from that word itself that we learn out that the actual Oil Chalitza condition, like the Gemara expounds. Yes, we'll call Yibam, Macherish, Oil Chalitza, it says that in the Pasik, also Yivim Tashara, that yeah, this person is going to have only Chalitza and not Yibum. So how did the Gemara have thought to say the Chibel Avin, which not have Chalitza? More, but the part of the Gemara asks that later on says that Marisa, wait, what do you see fit? I mean, you have one pasuk saying you have to be able to buy a chalitza, one is saying no, you can have chalitza but not yibum. So, Pierce, what does the Gemara's question mean to say? That they maybe say the exact opposite. Say maybe the one that says you have chalitza without yibum is from a chalitza creases. And Vim Layach, but the pasuk says no, you have to be able to be a yibum to have a chalitza. That's the chiv lavin for negative prohibitions. Says the re, heicha motzle mutte meim lo yachboi. It's how you can exclude from lo yachboi. It's chiv lavin mechalitza. Hakurin buim chafetz yavam. But what I mean, it is that if you want, you could do yim. So therefore you would not exclude from chalitza. How so? Because the Asav said b'de chalitza say. Because the positive commandment of yim will override negative prohibition. Because given the kmina, now that the Gemara thinks that yivimtoi, as the Gemara's question is based on the chiv krisis. So therefore, you can be able to say that asay dechelois asay. So what's the Gemara's question in saying that you should exclude chiv lavin because not oil yibum? It actually is oil yibum. So it says we can say in there lefarish talk brisher. It would seem a little bit to explain as follows: that when the Gemara asks yachiv, if that's the case, chiv lavin nami chiv lavin. Also, what the Gemara's question essentially was nishva chalitza v'yibum haikra, that we should equate chalitza to yibum from this pasuk because it seems to be saying that they have to be the same thing, which essentially the Gemara's question is that actually Chiv Lavin should be able to do Chalitza and Yibum. And that's the Gemara answers that we expand from Yevimtoi, that no, you can have Chalitza and not Yibum. And we're excluding it from the Halacha of Yibum. Besupar, and the Gemara subsequently asks, Mari Yisa, Pirish, what does that mean to say? We do see fit to say that the Pasuk Mleach, but it's coming to exclude Chalitza and Yibum, and the Pasuk Yibum is coming to include Chalitza by Chiv Lavin. To the contrary, say that both of them are coming to include from Yevimtoi, that Chiv Krisis, that is not Oil Yibum, but you can have Oil Chalitza. And the Mleachbet come to tell you that Chiv Lavin is going to have Yibum and Chalitza. And that you should learn that the Mahai Kro from the Mleachbet and expound from there that whoever's Oil Chalitza is going to be Oil Yibum, and Nishva Chiv Lavin, the Chalitza of Yibum, that you equate Chiv Lavin to Chalitza and Yibum, that it will happen in the Chalitza of Yibum, and the Shav Chalitza and Yibum. And so it says, Bainlak Shadonas based on this. Oh, wait a second. That's what the questioner understood. That is explained in the Pasuk to include people that actually have Yim Echalitza. So then you have the question that, why would you need a pasuk of Liachbet to tell you this? Listen, Kramen, they would just don't say anything. I would know if we're not the pasuk that it would be permitted by both, because like we're saying, I say it would be the chalitza say. Of course, you can be yam and the chalitza. So it says no, the tuvet. So we need it a lot because the perishes to come on, or the geyosis to the parchly come on. Perkach chalitza. Gemara later on the chalitza mendal menal and the yam lochada benechas lochada. Well, do yim to one and do chalitza to the other one, which was someone who was married to two women and they died. So Gemara says, okay, do yim to both. The Gemara says, no, this has to be bias echorubayin and not two batim. So the Gemara says, okay, but do yim to one and chalitza to the other one. Where the Gemara says, no, that since it says in Mliachpa, it sounds like only if you could do yim, then you can do chalitza. But the second one, which you cannot do yim, you cannot do chalitza. Now, it's for that halacha that we need the drush of kaloyla liyim or chalitza. So that wouldn't be difficult. But since there's a custom, what is difficult is dim king. If that's the case, the Gemara's question with Chibalavin should actually have Yim and Chalitza. So, Michael Mashani, what does the Gemara answer? Bistab it logical that Chibalavin types of Kedushin where Kedushin is Taifis. In contrast, the Chibakriza Kedushin of Taifis, the Mashma Metech Ateretz. From the answer, it sounds like the Huparach, that what was the question? Shle Yalu Chibalavin Chalitza, that Chibalavin should not be able to have Chalitza, and that Chibakriza should have Chalitza. And that's what the Gemara's answering. No, logical Chibalavin types of Kedushin, the other ones have Chalitza. Chibakriza is not Taifis Kedushin, not a Chalitza. So, it sounds like that it's not like we had explained. That it should include it for Yib and Chalitza. So it says, Bishlim, what you could say is, Bedoichig, and pushing it, that the question was not only Chibalavin, that you should not do Chalitza and not Yibam. Rather, the question was from Chibalavin, Chibasei Parach, on two types of categories. Chibalavin, Chibasei. This is what the Gemara was asking. Yach, if that's the case, that you're comparing Yib and Chalitza, which is what we learn now from the by Krisis, where it has to be able to have Yib and Chalitza. So Chibalav Mechiba say Nishva L'Chalitza V'Yib and Mahikra. From that passage, also you should equate for Chibalav Mechiba say Yib and Chalitza, meaning, which has two ramifications. Chibalav and Yalagam L'Yib, and Devecha Yibalav Mechiba say Yib and Mechiba say L'Yalagam L'Chalitza, that they should not even have Chalitza. And the Ika Percha Mechiba say, and actually the primary question was actually from Chibalav say, that you should say that it does not have Chalitza and not Yib. And as the Gemara says, no, it says Yivimta, which comes in Kul Chiba Se, that's going to be Chayim and Chalitza. And the Gemara says, Mari Isa, in other words, that we should explain the Pasim Liachbets by Chiba Se, and explain by Chiba Se, where you cannot say Ase Decha Se, that it should not have a Yim or Chalitza, because if it's not a Yim, not a Chalitza. And the Gemara says, no, it's logical, Chiba Lavin Ase, condition is Teifers, it's going to have Chalitza. Chiba Krisa, which condition is not Teifers, it's not going to have Chalitza. But again, the primary answer was, it's logical, the Chiba Ase would be Oila to Chalitza.